Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 159. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Nonconformist trailblazing pioneer. Before I get stuck into this episode, make sure you do have a listen to the Monday episode, the starting round, which comes at you every Monday. Embrace discomfort is what I was talking about. Have a listen to that. But let's get stuck back into this one. Nonconformist trailblazing pioneer. Okay, I have definitions for you first to get us going. So a nonconformist is a person who refuses to adhere to established social orders or to fulfill expectations placed on them by custom or society. You got that one. That's a nonconformist. Right. Trailblazing is introducing new ideas or methods to literally make a trail where there wasn't one. To do something which allows others to follow in that path. To start something new, especially a successful venture. Pioneer. To develop or be the first to use or apply a new method, area of knowledge or activity. One who is first or amongst the, I can't even read my own writing, amongst the earliest in any field of inquiry, enterprise or progress to initiate, in other words. Yeah, right. So that was pioneer. Well, aren't they super descriptions? Who wouldn't want to be any of those things to help fulfill business and life and to be more successful? Don't they sound like they would be extremely valuable towards creating a life full of success? Whether your goals include things you want to have, to do, or to be, then non-conforming, trailblazing, and pioneering could be and should be a part of your arsenal. So a little bit about conforming and non-conforming in general. So it is possible to experience success by following someone else's formula. I'm not saying it's not. It is possible, obviously. Like franchises, for example. Appealing, by the way, a word of warning, appealing to your own selfish ego or pursuits does inhibit success, can and potentially will inhibit your success. So instead, try to accommodate others. So that forces you out of the comfort zone and it focuses on their selfish pursuits instead of your own selfish pursuits. So that's one thing I've seen many times. People in my line, in my area of expertise, people setting up gyms, specifically martial arts, that's my area of expertise, as shrines to themselves. So building their own club, dojo, studio as an extension to their own ego. Most of those don't do very well. They don't provide the service that our customers are looking for. And it's just not the way to go, I don't think, anyway. So that's appealing to your own ego. And it's not just martial arts. This is across the board in any type of a business. Don't be focusing on what it is that you want and your own selfish pursuits and your own ego trying to chase money or doing it exclusively for money. Concentrate on the service that you're delivering or the product that you're selling. So back to conforming and non-conforming. If somebody else is doing it, the market could be saturated. So that's about conforming. If you are conforming and you're doing what everyone else is doing, the market more than likely will be saturated. When one person makes it, inevitably there are going to be many impersonators trying to follow suit. But that door is shut. So once there's, I see it in entertainment circles lots of times. Once there's one type of comedian goes through and then other people try to emulate that person, they try to go through, but the originator is there. There isn't a gap in the market for the next impersonator of the originator. So I've seen it in martial arts. I've seen it across the board in lots of different industries. People can be sheeple. I'm sure you've heard that expression before. So basically, talking, doing, and being like everybody else, thinking like everybody else. You know, there is pressure from society, more so now from society and social media, for us to all toe the line and completely conform. But when it comes to wanting to be a breakout success, that conformity can hold you back. Now, I am not against conforming. It is absolutely necessary sometimes. You can't just for the sake of it be a non-conformist and just go against absolutely everything because you're terrified of following the crowd. Again, it's about balance. All these episodes will generally hit the word balance at some stage on them. It's about balance. There's times you should be obviously conforming to the social norm, and there's times when it comes to business and it comes to the other things we're talking about, trailblazing and pioneering, that conforming isn't the way to go, that you should take the risk. Playing it safe does not ensure big goals. On your deathbed, you don't want to turn around and go, you know what? I played it very safe. I played it too safe. That is 100% going to be a regret. Now, trailblazing. So just because it hasn't been done before does not mean it shouldn't or couldn't be done. And if it can be done, why can't it be you? Of course it can. Pioneering. Well, somebody has to go first. So people follow leaders, not because you've told them to follow you, but many people prefer to be led. A lot of people do. Everybody understands that the amount of energy and motivation and confidence required to strive forward, they know it's going to take a lot of effort. And people are possibly hoping that some of that rubs off on them. People are drawn to and attracted to people who have a strong, positive, fearless life force. I know that sounds a little bit like Star Wars, but you know what I mean. How do you cultivate and grow your life energy? Simple, by continuing forward and building up expertise and confidence. Nobody is born ready. There might be more protection in a crowd. That's given. But the trade-off is that there's less opportunity to break free. It's going to be harder to grow when you're within a crowd. If you study the highly successful, not just the successful. Now I'm talking about the ultra successful. So the 1%ers, the 0.1%ers. The commonalities of their personality is that they have traits of non-conforming, trailblazing and pioneering. Now I can hear you talking back to me right now, but I'm not ultra successful. I'm not a 1%er, I'm not a 0.1%er. Look, think big, start with small steps and build from there. I wish you all the best. Make sure you have a listen to the Friday Blitz because we're going to be talking about the danger of the law of attraction. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.